submodalities, belief, change, scripts. Just as we have changed like to dislike, we can continue the process in other areas, such as beliefs. Step 1. Identify a limiting belief. As you think about that belief, what do you see? You may have to force a visual or create a visual in your mind to represent that belief. This becomes our limiting belief. 2. Think of a belief which is no longer true. Example could be Santa Claus. You no longer believe Santa Claus is true, but when you were a kid, you did. Map out the submodalities for the limiting belief. Map out the submodalities for the belief which is no longer true. Santa Claus. Make the changes to the maps so that the limiting belief now has the features of the belief which is no longer true. So we're essentially mapping the beliefs that Santa Claus isn't real anymore. We're putting that map over the top of our limiting belief. So then we can look back and we can see that old limiting belief in the same way that we think of Santa Claus. Clear? Next step is to test. We've now mapped the limiting belief to an old belief which is no longer true. The next step in the process is to pull out a third belief, a belief which is absolutely true. For example, like the belief you can understand English. So get a visual of the belief which is absolutely true and map it. Think of a fourth belief. And this belief is to replace the initial limiting belief. So this fourth belief is to replace the original limiting belief. Okay, so now we create a new belief to go in its place, and we simply have to make sure the map of that is the same as the belief which is absolutely true. Again, test. Now, future pace. Future pace is simply putting the client into a future context where they can see, hear, and feel the desired changes having full effect. You may like to future pace once. Some people will future pace 2-3 times. And in the future pacing, we are confirming that the latest, you know, belief that we put in is solid, is true, and that we are acting with respect to that in future, in our future pace. Two notes for a successful submodality work. Firstly, you want to position yourself off to one side of the person you are working with. If you get to work face-to-face with someone, by working face-to-face directly in front of them, you may actually be in their way, in the way of their pictures, because they'll have pictures out in front of them. So position yourself off to one side. That way their eyes won't be fixed on you and they can make good, clear pictures in front of them. Secondly, it's better we calibrate through the nonverbal responses and the gestures of the client. We want to pay attention to where their eyes go when they picture the belief. We want to calibrate to changes in their voice, changes in their speed. And this will give us deeper insight as to whether the intervention is successful or not, or if they are confident with it. If they're not fully confident with it, perhaps test in future pace again.